We catch up with a veteran spelling bee champ from Wisconsin on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. History was made last week when a 14-year-old from San Antonio won the first ever spell-off at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So the format tested the contestants on how many words they could spell correctly within 90 seconds. 90 seconds. Actor LeVar Burton hosted the bee, telling Newsy,
"I call them intellectual athletes because that's exactly what they are. They train for this. They're focused on it. They're serious about this competition."
Join in on the National Spelling Bee. Your feelings about spelling, 800-642-1234. Brad Williams is pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee, has had this role for more than 40 years and was a state champion. Brad, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Good morning. Yes, and Maya Judoff, high eighth grade graduate from Vishva Homeschool in Fitchburg, competed last week. Maya, welcome back and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wow, what a triumph, Maya, on this era of your life. Four trips to Nationals, 2020, of course, awash with a pandemic, you would have gone. Can you just reflect on how you've changed, how you've grown over these 5 years of elite spelling?
I think it's been a great journey. There's been lots of successes and a few setbacks, but there's always an element of luck. And I'm so proud to represent Wisconsin for so many years. I think I learned a lot of different things, like study skills. I learned how to set goals and manage my time. I learned perseverance and also like how to have fun while studying. And I'm so glad that I could like influence so many people.
Mm. I wonder if it was harder in 2018, you know, as like a fourth grader, not knowing what it might be that you were getting into at the National Bee, or, you know, not really knowing what was in store. Or was it more difficult as the years went on when you knew exactly how tough this competition would be?
I think I didn't have any idea what I was doing in fourth grade, but I think it got easier as I got to know more spellers and I kind of became part of the spelling community, because the like environment is really nice in the spelling world. So I think it became easier.
Hmm. Brad, you know, more than 40 years, you've seen so many spellers come and go. What makes Maya special?
Well, at first of all, the fact that Maya has been able to qualify for the Nationals so many times, she basically has the record as far as Wisconsin goes. I was a spelling champion way back, but I didn't get to the Nationals until eighth grade, and that was my only shot. You have to end at eighth grade, so Maya, unfortunately, is done with her National Spelling Bee competitive experience. I would like to see her involved if she cares. I'm sorry, if she cares to do so in other ways in the future, and I'm sure she'll be interested in it as well. You can tell when Maya or some of the other frequent spellers compete at the state level, certainly, and the national, that they know what they're doing. They know the right questions to ask. They've been studying up the words as well as they can, and have a pretty good idea of what's coming. And the main reason that they installed that the new spell-off that they had this year is because at the Nationals, they have had a hard time trying to get it down to just one champion. It happened a year ago, but lately, there was 1 year they had eight co-champions because they couldn't find words to get the spellers stumped. They seemed to know every single word they had in the book. So it is something that the spellers love to do, and they are very good at it.
We're talking about what it's like to compete at the national level, the Scripps National Spelling Bee, going all the way. We have Wisconsin's Maya Jadoff. She's won the Badger State Spelling Bee 4 years in a row. Also, the pronouncer of the state bee for decades, Brad Williams, with us. You can join in with your questions on spelling bees, your remembrances, what you want to know from Maya, 800-642-1234. Maya, how did you react when you watched that 90-second spell-off? What went through your mind?
It was really exciting. It was something new. I've never seen one before, and none of us have. But it was really exciting because I was sitting on the stage because I got out in the semifinals, and I could watch each of the spellers, and I could watch like their concentration and how they were thinking through all of the words really quickly. So it was really amazing. And I've been a part of a spelling bee community for a while, and I know Harini pretty well, Harini Logan, the champion.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really exciting watching her, and we're all so proud of her.
Oh, yes. What did you make of this year's multiple choice vocabulary questions, like inserted into the live bee, not testing the ability to spell, but testing word meanings?
In previous years, there has been a preliminaries test, a written test that did have 15 vocabulary questions, but that was not oral. So in previous years, the vocabulary was all written, and this year it was all oral.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have preferred when it was written, because then everybody got the same vocabulary words, and there wasn't really that element of luck. When everyone gets a different word, when it's oral, there's always an element of luck. And so sometimes that's frustrating.
So Brad, these vocabulary questions knocked out some elite spellers in the competition, in the live bee. What did you make of these questions and this piece of the bee?
This is something that we have been doing at the State Bee in Madison, and at some of the local bees in Wisconsin as well for several years. We have, usually in the fifth and the tenth round, brought in the oral vocabulary quiz, which most of the time, most of the spellers get the right answer pretty well. They're given two choices, A and B. At the national, it was A, B, and C, and this is the first time they had actually done it as part of the oral competition. So it's not something that necessarily was new to all of the spellers. Certainly, the spellers in Wisconsin have experienced this, and it does appear that there are some misgivings about it after people saw how it worked, because it's the nationals and they wanted to narrow the field, and certainly they had very difficult either words or questions, definitions that they put to the words. But it's something that has been part of the bee for several years now, and I agree with Maya that ideally it would be something that everybody would get the same words and they're judged on it. I know that Nebraska is one state that has a different spelling bee setup, is that they often start with a written bee and they'll have several rounds of words, and then they'll get that down to maybe 8 or 10 spellers who have had the highest scores on the written round, where everybody had the same words. And I mean, I don't think people are going to get rid of the oral rounds of the bee, because that's the exciting part that people watch on TV. And we'll see if they make a change and maybe not do the oral vocabulary words. I was a bit surprised to see them do it at the national level this year, even though we have been doing it locally.
Brad Williams, pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee, with us. We have Fitchburg native Maya Jadoff. Last week she competed in her final Scripps National Spelling Bee, and has also been, you know, state champion for 4 years. Join in on the nation's largest and longest-running educational program, the National Spelling Bee. Your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're reflecting on the National Spelling Bee. Started with 234 contestants this year. The contest was fully in person. And this year marked a first in the Bee's nearly 100-year history, a 90-second lightning round to get to the winner. Did you watch? Join in 800-642-1234. Brad Williams is longtime pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee, stays with us. And Maya Jadoff won her fourth State Bee for the final time, ending her run at the National Bee last Wednesday. Join in on Spelling Bees, 800-642-1234. Maya and Brad are with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Megan in Green Bay. Hi, Megan. What would you like to bring up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call and congratulations to Maya. I am a middle school teacher. I teach ELA, and I just wanted to share that a really cool opportunity about the spelling bee, at least in our school and regionally, is we get participation in extracurriculars because of the spelling bee from students who otherwise don't necessarily participate in athletics or other groups. And as an ELA teacher, it's just so great to see students' confidence be built through even the school-wide and regional competition. So I just think it's a great tradition to engage students in unique ways.
Megan, thank you so much for that. Maya, I would imagine, as I heard you say the word community and finding a community, that you can really hear what Megan is saying there.
Yes, I can. I think the community is really important, and being welcoming and engaging the community is really important, especially in the spelling world.
I really want to talk with you about the coaches of the Spelling Bee world. And I was reading up on this longtime coach, Grace Walters, who you had mentioned, Harini Logan, who coached this year's champion. And I'm wondering, if spellers want to win, do they need a coach or can they do this on their own?
It used to be that spellers needed a coach, their parents usually, to prepare the word lists and look up words and everything. But now there's a new online program called Spell Pundit that has all of the words compiled into different modules. Everything you need to know for the spelling bee is all there on the website. You can purchase it. Coaches are becoming less necessary for the spelling bee, but still lots of elite spellers are coached.
What might the coaching entail? Is it just to kind of keep the student on track, or is it to kind of keep the pacing of learning so much in a condensed time? What might be the value of a coach?
The value of the coach is different for every speller. But usually it's learning about roots and language rules, and then lots of quizzing. Maybe there are some tricky words that the coach can help find mnemonics and things like that.
Hmm. Brad, how have you seen the evolution of coaches?
The year that I won in Madison, it was a situation where my main coach was my middle school junior high English teacher, Mrs. Jean Hutchins. She had basically started the Spelling Bee program in Prairie du Chien, where I went to school, and she was my coach, and fortunately she got to experience the National Bee when I became the champion. And at that point, I don't know how well developed the coaching was, but I remember the very next year, the National Bee said that the winner had been tutored by somebody for 3 years. So I was aware that this was happening with other spellers. And I think when you get to the Nationals, most of the time now, I think a large percentage of the spellers who get there have been there at least once, several times in many cases, and it seems to be the thing to do to find a tutor, a coach, or someone, because this is a big deal to people, and they want to succeed at it, and I don't have that much connection to the people to coach who seeing how they go about this, but it definitely has grown over the years into something that if you want to win the Nationals, you find somebody who's going to help you.
Mm. Maya, did you have a coach?
I did have a coach. My coach was my dad, and he prepared all of my word lists. He figured out which words I needed to study most based on the words that were being asked in the Bs. He did a lot of research, and then he figured out which words were most important for me to do.
What was it like to have your dad in that position? I would imagine that, you know, sometimes you disagree with a coach, but, you know, it's your parent.
Yeah, it was hard because he had to be both the coach and he had to be the parent, and sometimes it was difficult to, like, separate those two. And also, we did disagree sometimes. But I think overall he was the best coach I could have. I have been coached by a couple other people just for quizzing, like veteran spellers. They have quizzed me, but I think that's not as important as what my dad did.
Hmm. I would imagine you are so grateful for your dad to put in that much time in order to prepare you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maya Jadoff with us of Fitchburg and talking about the Scripps National Spelling Bee, her experiences over the years, and Brad Williams, pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee. You can join in 800-642-1234. Maya, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but now that you're not devoting all this time to studying word origins and root words and language rules and memorizing, what will you do with this time that you'd normally devote to training for bees?
Well, of course, I have high school coming up. I play the oboe and tennis, and I have some camps I'm doing over the summer. One is for school, and one is a stay-away camp at University of San Diego. So I'll be busy over the summer, and I hope that I can use some of my extra time to contribute to the Spelling Bee communities locally and help with those things.
What would you like to do most to give back?
I would like to help younger spellers, inspire them, and help teach them what they need to know if they want to be spellers, about languages and roots and what kind of words are being asked. So I would really like to help younger spellers.
Hmm. Brad, how does that sound? Why should students compete in spelling bees and give back once their era is done?
It's a very good idea. What I've been doing for the last several years is giving back. I've probably given back more than the spelling bee gave me initially as a contestant. And, well, that's a very good feeling, and I enjoy being around all the talented people, young people who are coming up throughout the generations, and seeing what they're able to learn, finding out what the language is like. It's a skill that's going to help. I remember last week watching the Nationals, and the commentators on the program were talking about, well, here's what many of the national champions have been done. They've gone into business. Many of them have become lawyers. So these are skills that you can use in whatever you want to do later in life.
And
certainly we always appreciate people who have had the spelling bee experience being able to help out to keep this going. And it's very nice to have this in person again, because it was during COVID uncertain as to what was going to happen with spelling bees. Like,
yes.
Okay, I hope we get over this so we can get back to the kind of spelling bees we have, which it looks like we're doing.
Let's go to Leslie in Sturgeon Bay. Leslie, hi.
Hi there. I'm wondering if she can give an example or two of some difficult words.
Oh, all right. Leslie, thank you. Maya, what was the difficult word that that knocked you out of the National Bee?
The difficult word that I got out on was bronzino. It's a type of meat from a fish. It's spelled Branzino, and I spelled it with an O instead of an A. But I feel this year might have been a little different because I was pronouncing the word slightly incorrectly when I was on the stage. But I think that was the difficult word, and that's probably one of the most difficult words I've ever gotten. It's actually misspelled on lots of front menus as well.
It doesn't help. Oh, Maya and Brad, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
Maya Judoff, eighth grade graduate of the Vishva Homeschool in Fitchburg, competed in her final Scripps National Spelling Bee last week, placing 32nd. Brad Williams, pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee. Ahead this hour, we talk with the director of the Wisconsin Challenge Academy. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.